There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I was at the Prophecy Conference in Orlando, Florida, about 30 minutes from my house. And I was there with Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman. I've been on their show many, many times. Love those guys. They're phenomenal folks. Doug's been on my show, and Joe's been on the show I'm hosting the Power Hour multiple times. And what I find fascinating about this is we were walking around meeting all the other folks at the seminar. And all of a sudden, Doug says, I want you to meet this guy. And this guy is by the name of Doc Marquis. And so I started talking to Doc. I walked up, shook his hand. He was very, very personable. And I looked at him and I said, dude, your IQ's off the chart. And I said, I can tell by just talking to you. And he looked at me and laughed. He goes, yes, I've been Mensa tested at 186 on my IQ. So I thought, I love this guy. I got to get this guy on the show. And so we started talking about the Illuminati, the New World Order. I started asking him specific questions. He goes, oh, that's easy. We can talk about that. Here, take my DVD center. We've got this. It's on this chapter. And so I wanted to bring him onto the show. So it's been a blast. So let me tell you a little bit about Doc. We talked about him earlier, but I want to go into a little bit more detail now. Doc was part of the occult. And he was raised in the occult when he was young. And in 1979, he became a born-again Christian, which, by the way, he doesn't know this, but April the 15th, 1979, is when he became a Christian. That's almost the exact day, because it was in April of 1979 that I became a Christian, too, which I find fascinating. Again, another reason why I like this guy. He became a born-again Christian. And he severed his ties with the occult. He now devotes his life to traveling across the country using public forums, colleges, universities, psychiatrists, psychologists. He also worked with Ted Gunderson in exposing the occult that was ransacking the Seaman Sacrificial Network in the area in Los Angeles County back in the 80s and 90s. He's also been on Oprah Winfrey Show, Geraldo, Hard Copy, Inside Edition. This list just goes on and on, but on pretty much every major show you can get on. Now he's on the Power Hour with me, and I'm excited. Doc, good morning. I hope you enjoyed that introduction.
Well, how are you doing today, Ted?
Buddy, I am blessed beyond measure, shaken down, running over, pressed together. I tell you what, God is a good God, and I am so happy
Amen.
That I got born again in 1979, and I'm so happy you're on the show with me today, and I'm so glad we get to cover the stuff that you want to cover. Now, you have a new book coming out. You've got a bunch of books. Doc, before we get started, give me your website where people can find information and find out where your DVDs are, please.
Oh, all right. Anyone who wants to see any of my DVDs or anything, all you have to do is just type in the address bar, the usual www dot, and then the rest of this is one big word, all lower cases. Just put in, it's a God Thing Productions, 777.com. Now that's, it's a God Thing Productions, 777.com.
Thank you so much, Doc. Now, you want to go over the Illuminati. You want to start it back in 1700s, come up to the point today, and get things riled up here on the show, and then take some phone calls the second half of the show. So I'm going to kind of just turn the show over to you. We've got a couple of minutes before we go to our first break. But tell me why you're so involved in all this and why you're trying to expose all of this and how your young life was involved in all of this, Doc.
Well, the reason you brought up Illuminati is because I was raised in the Illuminati. At the time, I was a seventh-generation Illuminati witch. My family background goes all the way back to 1789. And it was shortly before then, on May 1st, 1776, that that date in particular is considered the founding date of the Order of the Illuminati. Now, you see, the idea of Illuminism has always been around since the days of Babylon. Illuminism basically states that there are certain individuals who have a keen or very sophisticated intellect. I mean, we're talking rare geniuses. You might get one or two, you know, in a lifetime. And that it should fall upon them to rule and guide mankind into the golden age of humanity. Well, that's what the Order of the Illuminati is all about. Now, as I said before, it's been around since the days of Babylon. Technically speaking, if I wanted to, I could actually state the first person with that thought in mind would have been Nimrod himself.
Nimrod himself. Okay. Hold that thought, Doc. We'll be right back from this break. Give me a couple of minutes. We'll be right back with Doc Marquis. Your questions at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
it's Joyce Reimer with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Morning and welcome back to another worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host for Monday, March the 30th, 2015. My guest this second hour is Doc Marquis, born again, same month, same year that I was back in 79, which we're finding fascinating as we talk about that. I was in graduate school at Florida State University. I had met a girl that was in one of my classes, and she ended up started taking me to church, and I ended up getting born again and being saved. It was an interesting experience. Someday I'll tell you guys the whole story on that. So I still owe that young lady for helping to change my life. I still have fond memories of being born again, and of course I would. And so it's been an interesting experience all of these years now, some 36 years now being in the body of Christ. And I was just talking to Doc about how God really saved me, really, 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 really saved me. And I've seen some crazy stuff in the Christian church in the past 36 years. And it's sad about that. The sad part about that is, I mean, you know, a lot of people, and I tell the story to some of my Christian friends and relatives and also my Christian pastors. They say, we can't even believe you're still a Christian after what you've gone through and what you've seen. It's kind of like I've been in the Holy of Holies and behind the veil. And I've seen some things that I shouldn't have seen of some of the Christian leaders that are so-called Christian leaders, especially some of the televangelists. And someday we're going to do just a big tell-all thing without using names of what I've seen and the drunkenness and the homosexuality and all the garbage that I've seen in quote-unquote Christians who are some of the leading evangelists supposedly in the world, some of the biggest mega corporations in the world with hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in assets. But we're not going to go there today. We're going to talk about Doc. Doc, so go ahead. Tell me what's going on all the way back to Babylon with Nimrod. Go ahead.
So technically speaking, when we look at Nimrod himself and what he was doing, he was really the first Illuminist because, let's face it, the guy wanted to create his one world, new world order. He wanted to be the one world dictator. He was putting everything under a one world religion, but his religion was headed by a god, a false god, obviously, known as Moloch. Now, we bring this up to modern day, to where the Illuminati was founded. They were founded under the exact same principle. The end result was they want to create a new world order under a one world global dictatorship, under a one world financial system, under a one world religious system based upon their false god known as Lucifer. And this is exactly what we see God had prophesied when he told his people what would happen in the book of Revelation. I think we can't, there's no arguing the point, especially when we look at Revelation chapter 13 and we find out some of the unique qualities and qualifications, if you would, about the nature of this coming Antichrist.
What are those nature, what are those qualities in Revelation 13?
Well, he's going to set up a one world order, isn't he? A new world order, as it's called nowadays. He's going to set up his own religious system. You find out he will be hunting down anyone who dares proclaim to be a Christian or a Jew in those times. Why? Because the enemy does not want competition. This is going to be a strict occult religion. Revelation 18:23b completely tells us that all nations of the world are going to be handed over to the Antichrist through this occult system, this one world religious system. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And we find out that he's going to set up a global currency, and that it will all be based upon worshiping him. You don't worship him, you won't be able to buy or sell anything, or sell anything. And let's face it, Ted, if you can't buy or if you can't sell something, they've got you by the throat.
Well, pretty much. Now, tell me how the Bohemian Grove folks, I mean, because, you know, they've got, they say that the owl represents Moloch out there. I mean, why are they being so blatant, and why have they allowed all this information to escape, and why was Alex Jones allowed to go into the Bohemian Grove and videotape that, and why have they not tried to disclaim all of that? I mean, what's going on with all that? I mean, Doc, I mean, why are they giving us all these clues?
You know, it's funny you should mention the Bohemian Grove. DVD 11, which is part of my Secrets of the Illuminati series, that's DVD 11. It's called Dark Rites and Rituals after Bohemian Grove. It's 4 hours long, and I will take you right into the heart of the what I call the summer camp for the Illuminati, because that owl you were just talking about at the Bohemian Grove is a 40-foot tall owl. That owl represents Lucifer himself. Now, we know that in any culture or nation throughout the world, they have the various animal totems and symbols that mark them as a people, so on and so forth. Well, in the occult world, there's no difference either. In this case, for the Illuminati, it's the owl. Now, the reason the owl was chosen when the Illuminati was created was because if we go to any of the ancient religions, let's say in the Greek world, well, we know the goddess of wisdom was Pallas Athena, okay? And what was her animal totem? Her animal totem was the owl.
Okay.
And it was the owl because she was noted as the goddess of wisdom. Now, when we break it back to the Bible and Ezekiel, we find out that when God created Lucifer, he filled him with so much wisdom. If you were to take an eyedropper and drop one more drop in him, he would have split at the seams. He was absolutely perfect in wisdom. So you see, wisdom goes from Lucifer to Pallas Athena to the symbol of the bird, the owl, which is why they use the owl to this very day in the Illuminati as their totem symbol, which is why you find it at the Bohemian Grove.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, Solomon asked for wisdom. Then he got caught up with all of these wives from all these different countries, and he started doing all the satanic worship. In fact, I read one article said that he had written Solomon's Book of the Dead. Now, whether that's true in the Book of Secrets and magic, I don't know how much of that is true and how much of that can actually be documented. But, you know, he wasn't a very good person through the mid part of his life. Then at the end part of his life, he returned back to it. Why is it that these folks who get this wisdom, who start acting like this, start ending up going into the Luciferian doctrine to begin with, and then a lot of them simply don't come back? Why is that, Doc? I mean, you were involved in all that weird stuff as far as the occult stuff. Why are they so misled?
Well, it's because, like anything else, people can easily be led astray by things that are evil. They really can. There's always been an old saying that there's a beautiful side to evil, because it's tempting. It promises you power. It promises you control. It promises you reward. I mean, evil promises any and everything you can get your mind to wrap itself around, and it will deliver. That's just it. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was a lot of the major rock and roll stars that were initiated into the Order of the Illuminati. And they were, what was the old expression back then, Ted? Drugs, sex, and rock and roll, if I remember.
That's right.
Yeah, well, the Illuminati would promise these people any and everything. If they wanted their success, hey, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, name it, you can have it. So long as they towed the mark, they didn't care what those rock and roll stars did, just so long as they followed their marching orders. But you see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Evil will deliver. But let's face it, it's only for a temporary time.
And the cost of their soul, Doc.
Exactly. And you see, being a born-again Christian, God gives you everything for free, and it's not temporary. It's eternal.
That's true. Now, let me ask you a question. Since the Illuminati is tied directly through these, you know, Adam Weishaupt and all the folks in the 1700s, it also ties directly into the Rothschild banking cartel. How are they involved in all of this? As far as we know, that the Rothschilds were a group of evil people that were saboteuring Frankists. We talked about that in detail on the show before. How is this Rothschild banking cartel, how is it tied together with the Vatican World Bank and also with the Masonic Lodges? Because we hear this, we see that as the triple head of this serpent that's coming out, the triple head of the Hydra, the Vatican Bank, the Illuminati, the cartel, the banking cartel, and the Masonic Lodges. How do they all wrap together, and who's really in charge of all this, Doc? And who's the head person of the peak of this? Who's the head of the pyramid?
Well, right now, that would be Evelyn de Rothschild himself. He's the eldest son in the Rothschild family, and since the Rothschild family now are the head of the Order of the Illuminati, it would befall Evelyn to be the head. Now, how this happened was back in 1773, when Adam Weishaupt, who was a professor of canon law at the university in Ingolstadt in Bavaria, Germany, he was a Jesuit priest at the time, but the problem was, I believe it was Pope Clement XIV at the time who was a pope. He came under immense pressure from most of the European monarchs that the Jesuits were interfering in their politics, were interfering in all the ways that they were making deals with other nations and such. They had way too much power. They were, and for a poor order, they were greatly, you know, beyond the wealth. And the one thing that really bothered those monarchs was the Jesuits answered only to the Pope. They answered not to the law of the land. It didn't matter which nation, and didn't matter who it was. They only answered to the Pope. So under pressure from Europe, the Pope himself disbanded the Order of the Jesuits. This made Adam Weishaupt furious because, among other things, let's face it, he was a Jesuit himself. Now, what Weishaupt didn't know at the time was he was being watched and studied for almost 3 years at that point by Amschel Meyer Bauer, who would later change his last name to Rothschild.
Wow. Okay, Doc, hang on. We're going to continue with this story of how the Rothschild banking cartel took control of the Illuminati as soon as we come back. My guest, Doc Marquis, this hour. You guys get ready. We're going to open the phone lines up at the bottom of the hour.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Okay, we're back. Guys, thank you for listening. Doc Marquis this morning and me, we're covering the Illuminati and who they are and what they're doing. We're going to open up for phone calls. How many times you guys get a chance to talk to somebody like Doc Marquis? 1-855-995-6923. We're going to take phone calls in the bottom of the hour, so you've got about 5 minutes before we start taking the calls. 855-995-6923. There's still a couple of lines open. They'll be closed very quickly. Also, I want to promote the Power Hour Mall today. I don't know what's on sale over there today because I didn't get any bulletins from them, but 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Give those folks a call at the Power Mall and buy something from them to support this broadcast for Joyce. Also, my website is healthmasters.com. I always forget to give that out. I don't know why. I guess I just don't think about that when I'm doing somebody else's show. It's healthmasters.com. I've got one line left open. My lines are all lit up. I've got one line left for Doc Marquis, 855-995-6923. So if you're going to call, you better do it right now. One line open. Okay, Doc, back to the Illuminati. What's going on with these folks and how it ties to the World Bank, how it ties to the Vatican, how it ties to the Rothschilds. Just real quick, give me the final synopsis to the bottom of the hour.
Okay, so anyways, Weishaupt was approached by Amschel Meyer Bauer, as I said, who later changed his last name to Rothschild, along with 12 of his most powerful financial friends. And basically, they told him, and I'll just paraphrase this, we know you've got the occult knowledge and education to put it together. We've got the money. You do it, we'll back it. So 3 years later, on May 1st, 1776, the Order of the Illuminati had been fully created, for the most part, by Dr. Adam Weishaupt at that time. Now, the Rothschilds have been backing, financially speaking, the Order of the Illuminati ever since they started. And it was in the 1900s that the Rothschilds basically became the capstone on the back of a dollar bill where you see the pyramid. That pyramid is not a Masonic symbol. That started in the Order of the Illuminati. It has always been associated with Masonry because it looks like, just a truncated pyramid with a capstone. So it represents something you would think of a Masonic builder. But trust me, folks, this is purely an Illuminati symbol. And speaking of which, those two seals on the back of the dollar bill, Ted, those are not your two great seals. Those are the two seals of the Order of the Illuminati. And on DVD 1, I proved it. But what is going on nowadays, I can take it all the way back straight to the Illuminati. The financial system of most nations are directly under the control of the Rothschilds now. As far as the Masonic connection goes, Dr. Adam Weishaupt had taken over the Order of the Masons back on July 16, 1782, at the famous Congress of Wilhelmsbad in Bavaria, Germany. At that point, representatives from the 23 Supreme Masonic Councils of the world met with his right-hand man, which was Baron Anna von Koenig. And after those 30 sessions, they signed a blood contract vowing to follow the 7-part plan of the Order of the Illuminati towards the creation of a new world order. The sad fact of the matter is 95% of all Masons haven't got a clue as to what's going on within their own temple. And that's because the top 5% of those within the temple who are running things are in the Order of the Illuminati.
Okay,
now,
real quick,
a brief explanation, but you take it from there, my friend.
Real quick question, okay. So we know that George Washington was a member of the Masonic Lodge. We know that. We know he's a Mason. A lot of the founding members of the United States were Masons. Are you telling me that when these founding members in the late 1700s, 1776, like George Washington, they were members of the Masonic Lodge but had not yet been infiltrated by Satanism?
Well, actually, the infiltration process had already began at that point. But the problem was George Washington was a master Mason. He was part of the Blue Lodge as a third-level Mason or a third-degree Mason. So he didn't know what was going on the top. Yet he found out that the Illuminati was infiltrating America and other nations already around the world through the Masonic Lodges. And he was writing about the infiltration of the Illuminati into America in his own letters. You just can't deny the evidence when you look at the writings of George Washington.
Okay, so George Washington was opposed to satanic influences that had come into the Masonic lodges.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Now, we know a lot of the founding fathers were Masonic leaders. We know that the whole thing was laid out in a giant pentagram as far as Washington, D.C. Were these Masons just trying to bring in a new world order without bringing in the kingdom of Lucifer, or were these people just trying to... What was going on with these guys? Because, you know, Tom Horn says the entire thing was to bring in a new Atlantis with the founding of the United States.
Well, yes, I told Tom quite a long time ago that America was slotted to become the new Atlantis. Now, when we look at the myth of Atlantis, you'll find out it was a giant
network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast today for Monday, March the 30th, 2015. My second guest, or my first guest of the second hour, is Doc Marquis. Phone lines are lit up. You guys, save yourself a little bit of time. We're going to cover a couple more things as far as what we want to talk about this morning. Now, tell me about the United States being the second Atlantis and how we were infiltrated then by the satanically controlled Illuminati, and George Washington found out about it. He was upset about it. Then I want to tie the Catholic Church into it real quick, and then I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take the phone calls. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, anyway, so when we compare America to the myth of Atlantis, we find out that America, let's face it, it's a giant continent, super abundant natural resources, great wealth among the people, lots of incredible educational advantages and military. Now, when we compare that to the myths, the stories of ancient Atlantis as written by Plato, they line up perfectly because that's exactly what Atlantis was. And this is what Dr. Adam Weishaupt wanted America to become. This is why the infiltration process began immediately once America started declaring its independence and rising up against King George III of England. Now, how this ties into Vatican itself is because we have to remember, Weishaupt was a defrocked Jesuit, and he, among other things, wanted to abolish all religions and put them under his absolute control. It was during the 1850s that the Illuminati had successfully taken over Vatican itself, And to this very day, there is a person in the Vatican known as the Black Pope. Now, this is not the the Vatican General. This is not the person is not called the Black Pope because of his skin color, as some people have tried to tell me, or because of his robes. No. He's called the Black Pope because he's always kept in the shadows. No one but the Pope or those in the Illuminati know this person's true identity, because he receives his orders every day from the Illuminati, and the Black Pope passes them on to whoever the Pope is at the time.
Wow. So basically we have a three-headed hydra here. We have the Catholic Church, the banking cartel, the Rothschilds, all tied together with the Masonic lodges. So what you're telling me is these folks, you know, or like Rush Dizdar, that are talking about this Black Awakening and all of these different people like Henry McCow, they've kind of tied it all together, and this is really what's going on. What do they have in store for us in the United States? Are we going to stay together as a nation, Doc, before we go to the phone calls? Or are they going to break us up into pieces? Are we going to go to straight martial law? What are they going to do to us?
No,
what's their plan?
Once everything starts to happen, the United States does remain as the super nation that it is, because it's going to be through America that the Illuminati will exercise their full control over the rest of the world through. You find out that in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, the world is divided into seven kingdoms. Not nations, it says kingdoms. And if we were to take a look at the Illuminati maps of how they divided up the world, which I put in my DVD series, you find out that the world has been divided into 10 kingdoms ever since the early days of World War II.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the phone calls and let's see what we've got to say. We're going to go to Johnny B. in Missouri. First phone call, Johnny B. You are live. You got a question for Doc Marquis. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Morning, buddy.
I want to throw something in your mix here. Fantastic research you're doing, good sir. We have evidence that the Americus Empire of the Americas had a representation in King Solomon's court when he tried to set up the world power that he was going to bring together under the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, okay? At the fall of the Roman Empire, we also had representation from the Great Plains Indians at that document signing, all right? And as we spread out, as they spread out, Their main objective was to remove that knowledge from the people on the fact that God gave creation to man, and man is supposed to maintain and supplant it as he lived and enjoy the gifts that he provides.
What do you know about this information that Johnny's giving you there, Doc?
Well, a lot of the information of the ancient truths as it relates to God, the Bible, Christian Judea roots and such has been hidden by the Illuminati. They're trying to wipe it out. One quick example I'll give you. Let's look at the account, the very first account of giants in the Bible when we go to Genesis chapter 6. We find out beyond any shadow of a doubt that there were giants on the earth. As far as we know, going by the names in the Bible, there was approximately 40 to 45 different races of giants there. Yet, whenever we discover the evidence in America of giant remains and such, it's always, always quickly excavated and hidden, and we never get to see it again. The reason is because if we prove God is right, what does that do to the foundation of the Order of the Illuminati then?
Johnny, any other questions or
comments? Comment on the giants. One point I'd bring forward is that the nations of the Americas cleansed their giants completely. It's hard to find, like you say. When they do find them, they quickly hide them, because there's the evidence that the nations were following God's instructions to cleanse the earth of that aberration.
Let me put it to you this way, Johnny. I'm on the trail of a certain type of giant right now. Lord willing, we'll find exactly what I think we're supposed to be looking at, and I'll report on that afterwards.
Johnny, thanks for the phone call, buddy. Brian from Kansas City, you got a phone call or a question for Doc Marquis. Go ahead, Brian, you're live.
Yes. Are you familiar with the Chimera group within the Illuminati?
You mean the Chimeras?
Yeah, the Chimera, C-H. No, it's a group. Kissinger, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld are the most visible members of that group. There's a website called Portal 2012 that has really excellent information on what you're talking about, and there's a little bit of variation. They claim that the Jesuits of Black Pope are actually in charge and that the orders go from them to the Pope to the Rothschilds, so that it's a little different from what you have, but it's really interesting. And they talk about the Chimera group, and I was just wondering how they all tie in, but I don't think you know about that group.
Well, thanks so much for your phone call, Brian. Doc, you know anything about the Chimera group?
Yes, I know about the group he's speaking of, but and I don't mean to be rude here, but they weren't in the order of the Illuminati. They didn't get to see the power structure, how it was laid out, and everything else. Now, remember, my family's been involved in this since 1789, so I know the history and everything that happened, who did what, names, dates, places, times, events, you name it, about what really happened.
Doc, let me ask you a question real quick. We know that the globalists and the banks and the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements and all these different people and the Tower, the Bank of Basel, all these different people, we know that a lot of these different organizations, including the Catholic Church, were involved in putting Hitler into power. And then Hitler got into power, had these advanced weapons, advanced technology. Some say he had nuclear weapons because there were several nuclear blasts that had been detonated in Germany before the end of the war that Hitler was testing his own weapons. Why in the world did they allow him to do what he did? Did he turn on them, or was this something that was just more obfuscation, or were they, was he intentionally put there to try to force this treaty of you know, to get rid of the Treaty of Versailles and put in the second treaty after World War II, which basically split Germany in half? I mean, what happened with all that? I mean, hey, we knew Hitler was heavily into the occult. Would they have two different occult factions, or was it just more obfuscation?
Actually, Hitler was one of the greatest puppets of the Order of the Illuminati.
Oh.
He was put there mainly because the Illuminati never does anything on a large scale until they try it on a smaller scale first. If we look at the way the Third Reich was run, what was going on there, you find out that it is a perfect foreshadowing of what's going to happen when the Antichrist arrives himself. Now, when it comes to Hitler, there's more stories there than I can tell you, but at the end, he really was trying to betray his masters in the Illuminati by trying to create a deal with King George VI of England. No, excuse me, that would have been Edward VIII. He was trying to broker a deal with Edward VIII and basically told him, you side with me, you start promoting fascism. I promise that when we take over all of Europe, you will be the King of England, and you can put your wife, Wallace Simpson, on the throne as the queen.
Is this why he let all those troops go in Dunkirk with the British and then let them all return back to England, because he was trying to broker that deal?
Oh, my goodness, that was a massacre. I mean, what was going on there? But, you see, at that time, Edward VIII could deny his wife nothing. He was so in love and infatuated with her, so that when he was literally forced into a corner to either abdicate the throne or to keep Wallace Simpson through abdication, he was so hurt, so insulted that anyone would dare say anything bad about his wife that, quite literally speaking, when he was dangled, that piece of bait, you know, we will let you make Wallace Simpson the Queen of England, he could refuse her nothing. And as I said before,
Doc, why did, if Hitler had nuclear weapons, which I don't know if you think he did or not, why didn't he use them?
He didn't. You see, at the time, he was close to creating nuclear fission, but his scientists wasn't there yet. It was the American team of scientists, if you remember, that was led by a German, Alan Oppenheimer, who did create nuclear fusion. And the whole of this really shows just how advanced these people were. Through Operation Paperclip, when they brought not a couple dozen of German scientists to America's soil. No, they brought more than 2,000 hardcore Nazi people American soil, we gave them licenses, we gave them cars, we gave them houses, we gave them passports, we gave them U.S. citizenship, we gave them a weekly check, just so they could work on our own rocket propulsion systems, so that eventually what had happened to Wernher von Braun, you didn't have a NASA space program. You had a Nazi space program.
I agree with you. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're live with Doc Markey. You got a question.
Hey, Doc.
Go ahead, Dave in New York.
Great. On a much lower level, around here, you know, a little bit of, if you want, satanic activity. But this past summer, we have an abandoned house next to us, and it was almost like a military drill, the way they showed up. And my wife woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, there's something going on up there. And you could hear him chanting. And I sent my son up, you know, in his truck or whatever, to take a ride around. And, somebody at the head of the driver, the other driveway, shined a spotlight in his face. He couldn't see anything, but he went up around a cul-de-sac and it was probably like 10 cars hidden there. And what are they up to when they're doing something like that?
Well, you see, first of all, do you remember the date or approximately the month when that happened?
I'm going to say maybe a June or July. I really can't nail it down.
Okay, sounds like it was during what's known as the Sabbath of Rich of Lifa. On the Illuminati calendar, there's 8 nights in which human sacrifice must be performed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. As I said, we look at their religious system. It's almost the exact same thing as the ancient Babylonian system of worshiping Moloch. Moloch was a fire god that demanded sacrifice. And with the Illuminati, they perform the rites of human sacrifice 8 times a year. It's been since the late 50s, early 60s, that the Illuminati really started taking over the New England coast as far as spreading their religious worship goes. Just about every single law officer I have spoken in that area have told me nightmares about what they found, what's going on, and everything. And the problem is they don't know how to combat it because they don't understand it. They don't understand the religion, so they don't know what to do about it.
Doc, let me ask you a question. David, let me ask you. You can come back and ask a question in a second, too. Doc, are a lot of these kids going to, you know, this is what a lot of folks that are saying. Steve Quayle says this, along with, you know, a lot of these different people are saying this, that a lot of the kids that are abducted are being used for these sacrifices.
Well, unfortunately, that is quite true. If we go by the FBI records, we find out that approximately 1 million people are missing every year in America. Now about 900,000 of them are found and eventually returned to their families. That leaves 100,000. You want to guess where they're ending up?
Probably in these sacrificial human ritual things.
You gotta believe it. And it's too easy to get a human sacrifice. They're wandering kids looking for a good time. Paper girls, paper boys, people out at these bars looking to be picked up, skid row bums, people just looking out, you know, going to bars just for someone who will listen to them because something bad's happened to them. As I said, it's too easy to get a human sacrifice victim because parents aren't watching the kids like they used to.
Dave, any more questions or Doc?
Yeah, real quick. I heard a curious term the other day, the black flame. Have you heard of the black flame?
Russ Dizdar talks about that in Nazi Germany in the Wiedelsberg Castle.
Yeah, that would take too long to cover right now. But, no, if Russ mentioned it, yeah, I know what he's talking about. I know
Russ Dizdar, we talked about that in detail a few weeks ago, Dave, when I had Russ Dizdar on. And, by the way, Dave, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And what we did is we talked about the black flame at the Wiedelsberg Castle with the Nazi SS headquarters, in which they tried to blow up the castle at the end of the war, and they couldn't do it. Okay, yeah, right. Cecil in Tennessee, you're next. You got any questions for Doc? You're live, Cecil. Go ahead.
Would you tell us about Skull and Bones and the Illuminati and various political figures like John Kerry and George W. Bush and George Herbert Bush?
Okay, Skull and Bones was created by the Order of the Illuminati as a recruiting ground. It's the same thing with Skrull and Keys, which you'll find at Yale also. Certain Ivy League colleges, and there are 6 of them to the best of my knowledge, were infiltrated by the Illuminati, and they had these various organizations set up simply to recruit the best minds of those different schools so that they would eventually be recruited into the order of the Illuminati. Because remember, the Illuminati are made up of people who have supposedly that type of mindset as far as creating a new world order. These people are supposed to have high intellect. It's the same thing over in Europe, you know, with places like where you become a Rhodes Scholar. That was set up by Cecil B. Rhodes, one of the greatest Illuminists in history during his day and age. And you can become a Rhodes Scholar. A Rhodes Scholar is a person that has the same type of one world, new world order mentality with a high intellect. And these people, they'll be recruited right into the order of the Illuminati. And again, they will be promised literally anything they want so long as they tote the line.
Cecil, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, remember to go to the Power Mall today. Get something from Joyce. It's very, very important. Give them a call, 877-817-9829, if you want to have this continued programming coming your way. Doc Marquis has said something to me that no one has ever said on this show, has been one of my guests. We have a full bank of phone calls. We can't get through the calls. As soon as we hang up five more, try to call. He has asked me to give out his personal email address, which I said, good luck with that. You guys can call him up and email him, whatever you want to do. Doc Marquis, that's DocMarquis, 777 at yahoo.com. Doc Marquis, 777 at yahoo.com. He said to email him any question. He expects to get hundreds of questions from you guys today, and I'm sure you won't disappoint him. So Doc Marquis, 777 at yahoo.com. And Doc, what is your general website or your email address or your website for your books, tapes, CDs, all that kind of stuff you've got?
Oh, that's easy. The ministry website is, it's a God Thing Productions.
It's a God Thing Productions.
Right, 777.com.
Okay, it's a God Thing Production, 777.com. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Guys, it's going to have to be quick. You know how this works. We got like 3 minutes left, and I've got a full bank of calls. So we're going to take your question, real quick question or comment for Doc Marquis. Let's see if we can get through these phone calls. Michael, Carol, Mike, Jim, Annette, we're coming to you next. It'll be quick. Michael, New York, you're live. Go ahead. Question for Doc Marquis.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, a few comments, guys. And the Nazis, they did have the A-bomb, but they were pursuing something much more advanced, and the delivery mechanism was the problem at the end of the war, and there was other factors involved there. Skull and bones, the symbol, that's also the insignia for the SS, right? And John Adams banned the skull and bones from they were considered illegal, not allowed here, not permitted here, would be illegal and arrested, and of course over time they managed to take things over. And two new world orders, gentlemen, United States Constitutional Republic with George Washington leading the way, the only general in history of the known world, conquered a nation with a standing army that loved him, followed him everywhere, did anything for him without even supplies, just for his, because they loved him so much. And he stood down and turned over all power and authority to the civilian government. That's unprecedented. And we have the only nation in the world, a country without a king. Jesus was our king. And they started off, and that was the threat to the Rothschild monarchy system of Europe, and that they could easily control. And so that's why our country's been under attack ever since. That's God's new world order. That's why our country's in the situation it's in now, gentlemen. And that's why we got to do everything to make sure that the lights never go out here.
Thank you, Michael, so much. Real quick, you said something to me earlier. I was talking about how George Bush Jr. wasn't one of the brightest bulbs in the box. And you said that every generation of the Illuminati has to have someone from Skull and Bones in their organization. And that's why George Bush Jr. was chosen. Is that what you told me, Doc?
Not from Skull and Bones, but every Illuminati family must have one member of their family from this generation to the next generation put in as an Illuminati member. This way, those old bloodlines continue.
Okay, Jim in Wyoming. Jim in Wyoming, go ahead. You're on with Doc Marquis.
Hello?
Go ahead, Jim in Wyoming. You're live, buddy. Go ahead. We got just a few minutes.
All right, sure. All right, Protocols of Zion. That's one question I just wanted him to talk about. And
okay, thanks so much, Jim. Protocols of Zion, Doc, is that real, or is that something that was planted on them, or is that something they're trying to cover up they really did?
Very quickly, the Protocols of the the Protocols of the Learned Elder of Zion is a coded Illuminati document. It was never meant to get into the hands of civilian hands. If you look at that, once you know the code, and you read it for what it is, it will actually show you the plans of the order of the Illuminati for the next century.
Doc, thank you so much for being on. We're out of time, guys. Sorry for the phone calls. We'll catch you on the next hour. God bless you guys. Doc, thanks so much for being on with me. I'm looking forward to having you back on again.